Apollo Limited, welcome to 100.5 FM. What an honor to speak to you guys. You're from Nashville in Tennessee.
We are. We're right here in rainy Nashville, Tennessee today.
Rainy Nashville, Tennessee. Ah, awesome. It's springtime with you guys. Jordan and Adam, welcome. What an honor to speak to you.
It's an honor to be with you, man. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Apollo Limited, we stumbled across your music the other day, and wow, awesome music. What does the name Apollo Limited mean?
I guess I can field that. Oddly enough, I grew up in a family that was pretty close to the space program here in the United States. My uncle was an astronaut.
Oh, wow.
And so... At an early age, our family, we would drive down to Florida to Cape Canaveral, and we would watch launches. So we, as a young kid, would go down and see launches. And so at a very early age, I developed a fascination with space and anything mm-hmm. related to space. Naming bands is like one of the worst tasks in the world. And so while we were trying to come up with a name for this band a couple years ago, Apollo had always kind of stuck out to me, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. Apollo was something that I thought the Apollo program here in America was something that was like, it was born out of just an ambition to do something new, and it was something that was brought a lot of life and joy to the people, during that time. So we just kind of rolled with it. We said, well, that's a cool name. Let's just do it. But yeah, it was kind of birthed out of a fascination for me with space and the NASA and the space program and all that stuff. So
fantastic. And Adam and Jordan, where did you get to know each other to form Apollo Limited?
So, as fate would have it, we were actually randomly paired as roommates our freshman year of college.
Oh, wow.
So he was at like the first day of college. I mean, the moment we both showed up, we went to like the registration desk to sign in. We were standing like right in front of and behind each other. And we're just like, that's how we met. Like day one, first person we met, and we just happened to be roommates. And yeah, man, just hit it off. We both loved a lot of the same music, and we're just passionate about, you know, making it and writing it. And
we started making noise pretty quick.
Yeah, we were jamming in our dorm room pretty quick.
Yeah, the RD, which is like the dormitory boss, you know, he's mm-hmm. the one that is responsible for everybody. He'd come around and tell us that we had to be quiet, essentially. he didn't phrase
it's
it
time
that
for
way.
Lights out.
But yeah,
awesome. You didn't start off with Apollo Limited immediately after finishing college, did you?
No, we were in a band for a little while before this band. It was just a rock and roll band, mm-hmm. very heavily influenced by the likes of the Beatles.
And, okay.
Maybe some Aerosmith, ELO, Jeff Lynne, any of that 70s classic rock,
melodic
harmony-driven music. We were in a band that we just loved that stuff. So we were in a band and toured in that band for a while.
Like almost 7 years?
Had a blast doing it.
Yeah, we did three albums with that band, and that's kind of what cut our teeth
for sure.
Music.
Wow, awesome. And then Apollo Limited obviously started, that was in 2015, if I have it correctly here.
Yeah, that's early on. That's when it kind of started becoming something. We left our old band, both of us, kind of as a leap of faith, to be honest with you. We mm-hmm. we both felt really strongly that that particular season of life was done, but we didn't really know what we were getting into next. And we both decided that we were going to move on, which was a tough decision for a number of reasons. But we kind of stepped out not knowing what the next step or phase of our life was going to look like, whether it was going to look like us writing songs for other people or producing records for other people, or if we were going to end up in another band, you know. I think we were kind of open to everything, and
I'd say the band, like starting another band, actually wasn't even on our radar, because we both mm-hmm. knew, I mean, leaving a band that was actually a really good band, and we were really great friends with those guys, was really tough. And the idea of jumping into another band situation was not exactly on the forefront. We just knew that we had been given this gift and this ability to be creative and to write music and create music, and we felt sort of a responsibility to at least keep creating. You know, even though we didn't know where we were going and what was going to be the next chapter, we just kind of felt this sort of responsibility of like, man, we've just been given this gift, like we just got to keep doing it. And eventually, after about 6-7 months of writing songs, we ended up with a batch of songs, and we were just showing some friends, and they were like, is this a band? We're like, I don't know, maybe, I guess, it could be, and we kind of found ourselves in a band again.
Awesome. When you write music, what are the things that you want people to take home from your music?
That's a great question. I think for us, we can only hope that people at least initially take away the same things that we feel when we write it. And then beyond that, whatever people's interpretation is, and is awesome too. But at least initially for us, we are passionate about communicating the story of our humanity and the nature of the human condition. And how God's love plays into that, mm-hmm. How there's struggle, there's turmoil, but there's joy, and there's peace, and there's contentment, there's all the things. All of that is what wraps up our life here on Earth. And I think that for us, the human condition is something that's fascinating to us. And because we're people of faith, that has always been a part of the narrative. You know, mm-hmm. if you're a believer and you write songs, I think that you're naturally going to write songs that have this undercurrent. You know, even if it's not a gospel song, even if it's not a worship song, it's got an undercurrent of our faith in everything that we write.
So those are your thoughts, because you're not necessarily labeled as a Christian, if I can put it that way, band or gospel band, but yet you have that feel good music. So that's your faith coming through there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's fair to say.
I mean, I think that mm-hmm. for us, the joy, you know, a lot of our music is uplifting, and we're aware of that. And I think that for us, it starts for us here in the studio writing songs that make us excited and get us excited about life. And, you know, and just we can only hope that, you know, there's an essence to it that translates to folks listening. And obviously joy and peace, and that is obviously a huge part of why we create music. And that's definitely the conversation we want to have with people.
When you start writing, you speak about all this creativity. Take us through that process. What would you typically do when you say, all right, we need to compose a new song? What happens then?
Well, it depends on how inspired we are that day. the funny thing is we treat songwriting much like a 9-to-5. Every day we show up at the studio, whether we feel inspired or not, knowing that we got to create today. So some days you walk in inspired and you've got, you know, melodies and chord progressions sort of swirling around your head, and you're, you know, just ready to get them out on, you know, get them down and start recording and making some noise. And some days we don't. Some days we feel uninspired and we just start pulling up, you know, different instruments and just start playing and just start making noise until a sound inspires us to, you know, sort of keep going. So I'd say every day is different. Being a songwriter is kind of terrifying, knowing that you walk into a studio with nothing and you have to leave with something by the end of the day. It's kind of a scary thing to think about. But much of our process is we kind of like to think of it as like a pendulum. Jordan and I both are producers as well as players and singers. So we kind of have this ability for one person to sit down and, you know, sit down at the computer and start, you know, producing and start creating. And when one of us, whoever's sitting down, sort of hits this plateau of creativity where they're kind of slowing down, it's like he can pop up and the other person can step in and pick up where he left off, and then the pendulum kind of swings the other way, and we can just sort of keep this energy ping-ponging back and forth, if that makes sense.
Wow.
We do that with lyric and melody as well. So, you know, sometimes I'll go out and, you know, so we've got this studio in my backyard that we work out of every day, and we've got a little fire pit over here with some chairs, and we'll just, you know, I may duck out with an acoustic guitar for 20 minutes and just try to work out some melodies or a lyric or something, or try to find something to sing about today, right? That's like we're like, what are we going to sing about today? What's there to say? And it's funny how, you know, then I can pop in and then he'll disappear for a while and go work on a lyric. And so, yeah, it's definitely a very reciprocated process for Adam and I.
Wow, that's amazing.
The reason I feel like it works is because we've known each other for so long and we've been creative for so long now that we've kind of been able to remove our egos a little bit from the situation. Not saying that we do that perfectly, but there's enough trust with one another to say, like, if Jordan tells me, like, hey man, that's a cool melody, I think we can find a better sound for that, I don't think twice anymore. Maybe I used to think twice and be like, no, this is a great sound, we're going to use this sound. but now, at this point, I'm like, cool, great, no worries, let's find a different sound. You know,
he's
like,
much older and wiser now.
Your song DNA is on the verge of breaking into our top 20 here. What's the message of DNA?
No kidding. I didn't know that. That's actually really awesome.
That's exciting. So DNA is funny. DNA was a song that we had on a similar day, like what we were just talking about. We sit down and we start making some noise and we're going, what are we writing about today? What do we have left to say? You know, and obviously we're going, God, like what are you doing? And that particular day, it was pretty obvious what God was doing in our lives, because I had just found out the gender of my baby. My wife and I actually just had about a month ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And Adam had just found out that he and his wife were pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And so
another congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so they're due in September, and we are we're a month in now, sleepless and happy as can be. I mean, honestly, we actually initially started writing this song about becoming fathers. And then as DNA began to take shape and we really started fleshing out the lyrics for it, obviously there are these parallels that you don't have to try too hard to immediately see the parallels between God, our relationship with God, and our earthly relationship with our children, and how when you become a father, this is just something that we are realizing, and I have just realized in the past month, is like, you realize the magnitude of God's affection for us because you understand what it's like to love your child so much. And so that DNA very quickly became a very personal song for us. It's very much about becoming fathers ourselves, but it's also at the same time, simultaneously, a song about God's affection for his creation. And
you released a new single called Misfits, and I must say the refrain part of it is something that, at least at one stage in my life, but I think still I can resonate with. They told us we were misfits, only on the outside looking in we know that the truth is we were really meant to be like this. I think there's a lot of encouragement in that refrain. What do you want to say with Misfits?
I think it's exactly that. I think we just want to encourage people. You know, when the world and society, it feels like it's imposing itself on you and you feel like you're not sure exactly if you fit in or how you fit in or where you fit in, just to be remembering that, you know, you are who you are very intentionally. It's specific, and who you are, especially in Christ, is you are meant to be set apart from everything else. So yeah. Be encouraged by that and find encouragement in that. So, yeah, I mean, that's exactly, you nailed it. That's exactly kind of what we were hoping to get across.
We kind of have a phrase that we talk about a lot that comes up in conversation, and we say higher up and deeper in. And deeper into ourselves, it's funny how, like, the higher up we go, obviously, that's a vertical reference to our relationship with God. The more equipped we are to understand and really connect and accept our own selves, right? Because we have a deeper understanding of who we were divinely created to be. And that's because of our relationship with God. And God has a way of revealing our true selves to us, you know? And awesome. Misfits is very much about that.
I've just listened to an audiobook. It's actually a book by Lecrae. It's his autobiography. And it's called Unashamed, and it's an awesome book. If you ever have the chance to read it or listen to it, do that. And what I thought of yesterday when I listened to the last chapter on this audiobook, Lecrae speaks about having the worldly Christ vision, I think, or worldly biblical vision, which is a vision that sees the world through Christ's eyes, basically. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't help but think that your music sort of does the same thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to achieve?
Very much so. Jordan and I, to back up a little bit, we just wanted to make art that we feel genuine making. And we didn't necessarily, neither one of us necessarily grew up listening to Christian music. I mean, we both grew up in the church, but we didn't grow up listening to, like, Christian pop music, you know. And so for the music that we make, we just we're not trying to steer any one way, but we cannot help but let that lens of Christ sort of affect and inspire the art that we make. And so, yeah, it doesn't necessarily fit necessarily all the molds of, like, traditional Christian music, but it's still there. Like, that undercurrent is there, that lens, that filter, whatever you want to call it, absolutely there, and it's impossible to circumvent.
Well, Christ didn't fit the church at that time either, so.
Right. And, you know, we amen, man. Like, that's 100% our perspective as well. You know, we're inspired by how, when we read scripture and read about the ministry of Jesus on earth, he went everywhere.
Yeah.
He ate everywhere and went. Yes, absolutely. Like, the nature of his relationship to man was one of inclusion and one of deep compassion for all. And it's something that resonates with us. I mean, we care about having a conversation through our music with everyone. Whether they're believers, and actually, so for us, you know, as we're talking through this with you, I mean, you know, like, our past really wasn't super rooted in Christian music. It was just kind of like we made music and went out and played shows, you know.
Yeah.
And it was in a more general market space, but we believe that God has very intentionally brought us into the Christian realm because the believers also want to be a part of the conversation, and that's super exciting for us. That's actually a new revelation to Adam and I that we are eager to participate in. So for us, it's like, in the general market space, that's something that we've sort of always have done. And in the faith side, with believers, we're excited to have that conversation with them as well, because they're both important.
Yeah, absolutely. Your new album, Out of Body, will be released in June. Some thoughts on that?
Well, we're excited that it's
so
done.
Excited. Yes.
It's done!
Yeah, it feels good to see the finish line.
Yes, we've been working on it for a long time. You know, the way the record business goes now is you kind of, like, release song by song, you know, and so a lot of times albums can take a long time to come out. And we're very excited for this album to come out. This has been a long time coming.
And then finally, do you collaborate with other people, either in songwriting or in producing or in singing?
Absolutely, yeah. That's actually one of the things that we love to do the most, is to bring other people into our world and just spend time and create and have great conversation and sort of see where the day takes us. That's mm-hmm. kind of, I think we've grown to really love that aspect of what we do, as the community aspect of it, not just isolating ourselves in our own artist cave and popping our heads up every once a month, you know. we love collaborating, co-writing, producing, working with other artists. It's something that really brings us joy and some fulfillment.
Wow. Adam and Jordan, thank you so much for chatting to us here on 100.5 FM. And God bless you with your music.
Same to you guys.
Thanks, Derek.
We appreciate you having us on, and we hope to see you soon.